Hello, New Covenant. Happy Easter. Welcome to Resurrection Sunday. Today I bring you the good news. Our God, the living God, Jesus Christ, after spending 3 days in the tomb, not only has risen from the dead, but proclaims that you will too. All those who have put their trust and faith in him have a room waiting for them in the New Jerusalem that has been set aside since before time and that he has crafted with his own hands. He has prayed to the Father to not take us out of the world, but to keep us from evil. And while we still have to finish the race he has set before us, let us finish that race as Paul did, enduring hardships in his name until the day he calls us home. That's our challenge, to continue to be steadfast in your faith while it's still today. God hears the prayers of a sincere sinner, wherever they are, who's willing to repent and seek his face. You don't have to carry your burdens alone. Let him help you. If you have not already, ask Jesus into your heart and prepare yourselves for an everlasting friendship into eternity. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for everlasting redemption. There are no words that can express our gratitude. If it wasn't for you and fulfilling the requirements of the law for our sakes, we'd all be completely lost. We know it was difficult for you to lay your life down for us as you literally sweat blood in prayer to have that cup taken from you. But nevertheless, not your will, but the Father's will be done. Truly, no words can truly express our gratitude. So we all say in Jesus' name, thank you and amen.